is light? Where is laughter? I'm confused and the sky is getting heavy tonight. We'll never know, you never know tonight. We'll never know, you never know. And what is music? Where is happiness? Is it right? Please don't let your hand
Good afternoon, everybody. Daria Hevis. That's a good afternoon.
Hi, Miriam. Hi, everyone out there in internet radio land.
Yes. Hi, Miriam. Good afternoon.
Today is a laughter yoga day, or just laughter day?
World Laughter Day.
International World Laughter Day.
International.
Yeah.
So that means celebrated everywhere?
Yeah. People from around the world are laughing together for world peace. So we're sending a wave of laughter everywhere.
To everybody.
There's about 70, 80 countries that are participating in this.
So all over in those 78 countries, events similar like this one is going to just happen here in Africa House?
Yeah, in fact, some of the events are taking place all day. There's carnival type things. Sometimes it might just be a small little event. Mm. So it's whatever that community decides. Indoors, outdoors, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Mm.
How long is that going on? I mean, when it started? 10 years, 20 years?
This is the 18th year. This is the 18th year for World Laughter Day. And this is the fourth year that we're doing it in Oroville.
Mm-hmm. You did it last year?
Yes, we did last year at our visitor center.
Yeah, we've done it twice at visitor center and once at Bharat Divas.
And what did you plan for today?
To laugh.
Just to laugh?
just laugh.
I think I had a glimpse on one of the workshops. It's not just laughing, it's a structure, something you start with the warming up and
exercise,
then the...
It's just all excuses to make people laugh.
Oh.
Well, we start out with a little bit of an explanation of what laughter yoga is, how it started, and the importance of it, and promoting world peace. Mm-hmm. So we start with a warm-up, with rhythm exercises.
See, there's a structure.
With rhythm exercises, with breathing, pranayama, laughter exercises,
relaxation,
visualization. But most of it is really about getting in touch and having fun with everyone for the particular reason of world peace today. But laughter yoga in general is about good health, community, good relationships with self and nature.
And so, that about says it all.
So you said laughter yoga. What is actually laughter yoga? Because yoga, you know, it's something we all perceive like a set of exercises, or we know integral yoga in Oroville is like a whole life, or karma yoga is like working. So laughter yoga is just about laughing, or it's something else behind, no?
Well, it's called Hasya yoga. So I think a great deal of it has to do initially with the pranayama. Mm-hmm. So when you laugh, and you laugh in bursts, it expels stale air. So we take advantage of that, plus doing deep breathing so that you get fresh air into your lungs. So, and when you consider that in normal life you may only laugh for 20, 25 seconds, maybe at a joke or something very funny. This is sustained laughter, so it expels a lot of the crud out of your lungs and gives you a lot more oxygen.
So yoga is a unite. Because that unites, I mean, that's between body, mind, and vital part. When we laugh, the same kind of things, rhythms happening here. When we laugh, intense, in the presence, so our body unites with spirit, vital, mind. So this is a kind of a unite.
So that is the reason you guys choose to practice laughter yoga and also spread the word, teach it? And
laughter, I find, really unites people. It's also such an amazing health, health remedy? Is that, what do we call it? It's really good for all aspects of health.
All aspects of health.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with, I'm a medical clown, and I use laughter in a lot of therapeutic things that I do, and we've discovered that laughter helps, helped a girl who was paralyzed. We've done stuff with people with cancer, with arthritis, with so many different ailments, and here in this area, laughter reduces stress. We have the highest suicide rate, and when we find...
Why, in Oregon we have the highest suicide rate?
In the villages. And so when we laugh, it dispels that, and it helps to bring people together. So that's one of the key reasons why I'm doing it. Education.
Yeah, in education we do have, and the children, particularly teachers, they get more stressed. Students also, they get more stressed due to the academic examination.
Pressure
on that. This laughter helps them to reduce their stress level, and also gives more peace, and it also helps them their concentration and happy fun.
So you use that laughter yoga in school
in the
regularly?
Schools, yeah. Not kind of every week, so we have a monthly program in the school, out in schools. Yeah. In Pichandikulam we do have a laughter exercise in the schools. It really helps, not only the teachers, students. Yeah.
You are holding the laughter yoga workshops, yeah? How many per year, or how that goes?
It's undetermined how many we do per year. It depends on what the call for is. We're all practice laughter within what we do, right? So in that way, we're doing laughter yoga every day in our personal life, and when we're asked to do it, we come out. Having said that, we haven't done a laughter workshop here because we've all been so busy. This is the first time that the four of us are together after 3 years.
Yeah. A record moment.
So after 3 years, you decided you have to laugh again together.
Yeah. And Ankoli, who's another laughter yoga teacher in Oroville, is in the Netherlands right now. But she was here with us last year, and Daria wasn't. So we need to make this a priority again.
Yeah. But we do also conduct a kind of half an hour, 45 minutes exercise with a training program, which is happening in SLI.
Yeah. You mean the village action?
Village origin?
No, the sustainable livelihood.
What about the Rovilians? Do they laugh?
Yes.
They do?
They did move.
But you're laughing, Miriam. You're a Rovilian.
We want to bring this laughter exercise before, you know, all the meetings happening in Oroville.
You try on any of the meetings?
We just did a little bit of laughter at this TDC workshop. The last few minutes we did some laughter. And we ended with a little bit of pranayama and a visualization for a united Oroville. So that was lovely. And some of the working groups have said to me, you know, we need to have more fun and laughter. So.
Yeah, the truth, if the community does not celebrate and laugh together and dance and sing, it's actually, they're saying it's not a community, no?
That's true. Yeah, and look, we have probably about, 50, 60 people?
Yeah, 50, 60 people gathered here.
Gathering out
to
laugh, And kids.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. I just got one more question. Is it, how the 1st of May was chosen for that?
Sunday of May.
Oh, first Sunday of May.
It's first Sunday.
So it's not in coincidence with the World Day of Dance?
No.
Because that was yesterday, no?
Laughter yoga is first Sunday.
First Sunday of May, regardless.
Any Sunday comes first.
It snuck up on us this year because it was May 1st. Usually we have a few days to prepare. So
you're waiting until now, right?
Yeah, we just put out a notice on Thursday, I think, or Friday. I think we went to News and Notes, but then posters didn't get up until Friday, just because we were laughing.
You were laughing? Creating the poster. Okay, here for you is another question. Why Africa House?
Africa House because we were doing it as a fundraiser for Africa House. They need donations to build their caretaker house and to expand what's happening here. And we want to spread laughter, so we've done it at Visitor Center, Barat Nevis, and we thought, let's take it around to other places.
That's a nice place, no?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we could also get to involve that drums, more drums after.
Yeah, that's after. Another point. I see that you got drums ready, so it's going to be laughing and beating the drums, singing, dancing, no?
It comes. When you laugh, dance, automatically comes.
He does?
See?
Hamish is sitting and he's laughing.
Usual raucous Aurobillian behavior.
What?
The usual raucous Aurobillian behavior. Lots of fun and laughter.
Cool. So let's laugh, yeah?
Yes.
Let's laugh.
Thank you.
Two cameras, and we invite the cameras to come in the center and do whatever you need to do to get good shots. Yeah? Everyone, make space so that we have one big circle. And it doesn't have to be a circle. Yeah. Oh, now we're just trying. Yeah? Okay. Down to Mother Earth. Some
we don't have a blue sheet, but we can make arrangements, okay?
And donation boxes for the Africa House.
Africa House. Yeah, completely for Africa House. So we start, and Lord, take it away. Gather in, everyone. Come.
Okay, we can do it to 1 meter laughter.
Yes.
Just watch me how I do it. This is supposed to be 1 meter, huh? 1 meter. Okay.
This is like chaos. It's like the road on Temple Day. You can go anywhere. So you start and you go, and anywhere.
1, 2, 3, go.
Come back. Yeah, come really close. And then when we, and then we'll look at the camera, okay?
Never know, you never know tonight, we'll never know, you never know.